The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It's a Friday afternoon. This is Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And as promised, we're going to go to Mount Vernon, Ohio, and talk to Judy. Hi, Judy. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I just had a question. I was wondering if the restaurants that didn't want to serve the police, men and women, or give a discount to the firemen or whatever, I just would like to know if they were rioted and their business was broke into and damaged and maybe someone hurt or set on fire, who would they call? It was just a question.
Well, they would call those terrible, horrible men and women in blue. Isn't that strange, Judy?
In
Columbus, all the looting and so forth because of the police, and yet that's exactly who they call when someone comes to their house, when they're in danger. They have no problem at all dialing 911 and demanding that the police come to their house, protect them, or whatever.
Exactly.
It is a strange thing. It really is.
I guess it's just, if it works for them, it's okay.
but they kind of make
a statement somehow.
Yeah, what's good for me is not necessarily good for thee.
exactly.
Yeah. Good point, Judy.
That was just a question.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And by the way, with the North Star cafes around Central Ohio, nobody has to provide a 10% discount to police, firefighters, first responders. That's not a requirement. But what troubles me is the reason for stopping it. If the reason maybe I've been given the wrong information. If the reason was, hey, we've been shut down, we're really, really struggling financially, and we can't give discounts to anybody right now just because of the financial situation, I don't have a problem with that. Nobody made you provide a 10% discount to begin with. My problem is the reason. Well, police aren't very popular right now. Or, and I do not know this is the case, but with Condado, employees, we're not making food for cops. We're not going to do that. Really? And like our caller just said, what if you were burglarized? What if you were robbed? What if armed bandits came into your restaurant? Who are you going to call? I'm serious. Are you going to stand there and say, well, you know, we really don't trust the police. We would rather have these people rob us. That's my problem. If the reason for discontinuing the discount was because of a dislike or a distrust of police or to be politically correct right now, You know, there are times when it's real politically correct to be patriotic. Other times it's not politically correct to be patriotic. If that's the cause, I got a problem. So anyway, speaking of being politically correct, I mentioned yesterday that Drew Brees made a statement that he felt that anyone who knelt during the national anthem was disrespecting the flag and he would never be okay with that. Well, that's his opinion. Okay? Colin Kaepernick had his opinion. He decided to kneel. And as an American, he has a right to do that, not at work. You know, there are a whole lot of things that I have a constitutional right to do, but not here on this radio program because I am employed by a company and I am under certain standards. And they can fire me anytime they want to. It's in my contract. No reason whatsoever. Hey, I can quit at the drop of a hat with no reason. I could quit right now, right this minute, walk out the door. I wouldn't do that, obviously. But I could, according to my contract. And according to my contract, Salem Media of Ohio at any time, any moment, can fire me for no reason whatsoever. So Colin Kaepernick did not have a right to kneel while he was at work making millions of dollars. If he wanted to do it outside, fine, no problem. And I think that's one of the reasons why Kaepernick was criticized so severely. Now, was he castigated severely by the right and conservatives? Yes, he was. There's no doubt about that. But Drew Brees had equal right to express his opinion. And by the way, he didn't do it on the football field. He did it off season right now. But anyway, he said he just couldn't ever agree with anybody kneeling during the national anthem because he felt it disrespected the flag. And every time he holds his hand over his heart and sings the national anthem, he thinks of his two grandpas that fought in World War II. Fine. Anything wrong with that? The liberal left went crazy. And as I reported to you yesterday, Drew Brees apologized. Why? Why would he apologize? Colin Kaepernick never apologized. And he was honored, at least by the left. No, not the right, not conservatives, I agree. But the liberal left said, oh, my goodness. And other teammates said, oh, he's a man of conviction. I don't choose to do it, but, you know, anyway. Drew Brees expresses his, and it's like I said yesterday, with the liberal left, it's one way. It's only one way. But, so anyway, he apologized yesterday. I don't think he should have. Today, he has apologized again. And I could be wrong, but I believe it was written by a PR firm, probably hired by the New Orleans Saints, because it is worded almost exactly like all of these apologies are. I did not realize how much I hurt other people. I promise you I will do better. I promise you that is not the real me. I will do better. It's, again, I could be wrong, but it was like it was written by a PR company. If someone does something really wrong, I honor them if they apologize, if they humble themselves enough to apologize. That shows a man of character and integrity. If he really did something wrong, that you say, I'm sorry. But if you really didn't do anything wrong, and you apologize just because you don't want any further criticism, and you want to be politically correct, or you want to keep your job, I have no respect for that at all. And as I said yesterday, I'm rereading Fox's Book of Martyrs. You talk about a bunch of politically incorrect people. So many of them died horribly painful deaths. And all they had to do was recant, apologize, say a few words. That's all they had to do. But they felt that their cause was righteous. And they would rather die than apologize for something they didn't do. There is a, in my opinion, there is a crisis of courage today. People standing up for what is right, what they believe. Not in an obstinate manner, but standing for their convictions and willing to take the consequences, whatever those might be. All right. We'll take the final break, and we'll come back and wrap it up. I'll try to get your phone call in if you call right now at 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm trying to phrase my words very carefully so they're not misunderstood, but I wanted to end the program by trying to put a different perspective on what's been going on the last couple of weeks in America. What we observed in Minneapolis is heartbreaking, shocking, deplorable, sickening, evil. It really is. Does this illustrate a huge problem of police brutality in America? I don't know. Is there police brutality? Yes, there is. Should it be removed, eliminated? Absolutely. When it's discovered, should it be prosecuted? Of course. Is it very possible that we need some reform in some of our police departments? Yeah, that's very, very possible. But here's something I want you to think about, and I say this for your awareness and for your prayer. The instances of police brutality is almost always reported in black communities. And when it is discussed as a problem of police brutality, it's almost always in black communities. Al Sharpton at the memorial service of George Floyd yesterday talked about police shooting black young people and implying that this is a much bigger problem of black people being shot by police than white people. And that's not really the case. There are far more white people shot by police than black people. Now, there is a disproportionate percentage of the population. I get that. I understand that. But in reality, there are more white people shot by police than black people. 90% of the cases where someone is shot by police, 90%, the person that is shot has a weapon, and they have drawn it, shown it, or used it towards the police officer. That's 90%. Then this, and again, I am not diminishing the fact that we need to address police brutality, and especially towards minorities. But here is the last fact I want you to understand, just to help you consider what's been going on. The overwhelming majority of police shootings occur in neighborhoods with the highest crime rate. Are you with me? There is a direct correlation between the crime rate of a neighborhood and the number of police shootings. Are you with me? The higher the crime rate, the more people police shoot in that neighborhood, in that community. All right? Crime is disproportionately high in many black neighborhoods. Now, that's sad. And so, if you understand that the majority of police shootings occur in neighborhoods with the highest crime rate, then you would understand that that happens. And the ultimate problem, in my opinion, that was not addressed by Al Sharpton or almost anyone else, is the breakdown of the family in the black community. 70% of children born in the black community have no father. All right. Should we address police brutality? Yes. Should we protest and march about police brutality? Yes. But the root cause of all of this is the breakdown of the family. Let's protest that. Let's march to reestablish families, the home, marriages. Let's do something about that. And let's pray that families can be reestablished, particularly in minority communities. All right, have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.